Bifnim, maybe nobody can be even in the whole Azara. You have to be outside the Azara. So Drashi lo yayodim oimed kishakayin makti kateris, lefnayin lefnim. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes mamish lefnayin lefnim, maybe nobody's allowed to be in the Azara. The Pasuk says, v'choladim lo yiyah b'yayim oyed. What does oyim oyed mean? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, no, b'yayim oyed. Ain li yelo b'yayim oyed. So oyim oyed, Pasha means the Kodesh. So in the Heichol, you can't be. But the Gemara ain li yelo b'yayim oyed shev midbar. Maybe it only means in the Mishkan that was in the midbar. Shiloi, a base lomim minayin. How do we know that a Mishkan Shiloi, or else in the base of Migdash? Also, when the Kohen Gadol goes the final of Nim, nobody can be in the Heichol. Minayin, Talmud loy ma ba kodesh. Mashm, any ba kodesh you can't be. Shrashi, ain li yelo ba kodesh. Ain li yelo b'shas ha-k'teris. Maybe only b'shas the Kohen Gadol is bringing the k'teris, you can't be in the Heichol. B'shas matan dobe minayin. How do you know not the k'teris? But just spritzes the dam in Lofnayin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do we know also nobody can be in the Heichel? Talmud Loima Bevoye Lechaper. When the Kohen Gadol is coming Lechaper, nobody can be in the Heichel. Now, Ein Liyele Bechni Sosei. When he's coming in, the Tziyosim Minayin, how do you know even when he's on his way out, also nobody can still be in there? Talmud Loima Ad Seisei. Until he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody's allowed to be in the Heichel. Drash Ein Liyele Beshah Sakteris Hektaris Kteris. The kind of forest my mash, what's the Havimina? Heavy, yeah, right. Tamlema had say so, that until the Kohen Gadol comes outside from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody is allowed to be inside Eichel. Then the Pasuk says, V'chipa ba'ado yavad beisoi, uvad kol kahal Yisrael. Is the Kohen Gadol has a kapora for himself, for his house, and then for everybody else. Is kaporosoi kodemis la kaporos beisoi. First he has kapora for himself, and then he gets for his house. For his mishpacha, and kaporas beisa kedemas and kaporas ochiv, and after his own mishpacha gets kapora, then the other kanim get kapora, and akahanim, the kaporas ochiv akahanim, the kaporas ochiv akahanim kedemas like kaporas kol kal yisrael, and the kapora of his own brothers come before the kapora of the rest of kal yisrael. That's to say that the kapora goes on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Omar, we learned before. Ein liyela b'shas haktorah. I would only think the Havamina was that B'shach the Kohen Gadol is burning the Keteris, that's when nobody can be in the Heichel. But when he finishes the Keteris, even though he has to do the Zrikas Adam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, maybe you could go into the Heichel. But the Gemara, my Mashman, what's the Havamina? Why would I think only B'shach the Keteris? Omar Rova, V'cheinom Rab Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'cheinom Rab Leza. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'chipa Ba'adoi Uvad Beisoi, Uvad Kol Kahal Yisrael. Eizel Kaporo, Sheshava loy, ule beisoy, ule yochav akanim, ule chol kal Yisrael. Which kapora is the same kapora for all of them? Heavy Yoimai would say, ze hakteris, hakteris. This is the kateris. Because everything else is mechapa for certain things. You have the Kohen Gadol's power, you have the soy shalom, you have the special power for the kanim. Like other avoiders are different. Some only for the Kohen Gadol, some for the Shpacha, some for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But nothing is for everybody. The only kapor for everybody is the Keteris. So I would have thought this poster says, V'chipa ba'adu v'ad v'esor, v'yakol Klal Yisrael, is talking only about the Keteris. O Keteris mechaperis, for the Gemara, is it true? Keteris mechaperis is the Keteris mechaper? And the Gemara, yes it is. To Toni Rabbi Chanina, lo madnu le Keteris mechaperis. I'll bring you right, the Keteris is mechaper. Shenyam the Pesuk says, V'yiten es the Keteris v'yichaper alon. Bring the Keteris, and that will bring a Kaporah, that will be a forgiveness for the Klal Yisrael. So you see, the Keteris is Mechaper, it's Mechaper for the whole Klal Yisrael. So Drashi, Rabbi Yoim is Zuhak Teres Keteris. Dilu Matin Domim, Ein Shavah Bekulam, Shapar Mechaper Alov, V'yala Kahanim. The Par was Mechaper for the Kohen Gadol, and for all the other Kahanim. V'yasoyer, the Soyer was Lashem, that was Al Yisrael, but not one for everybody. So the only one that's Mechaper for everybody is the Keteris. Who says the Keteris is Mechaper? Yes, that's this Pasig, the Keteris is Mechaper. And Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Al Ma Keteris Mechaperis, why does the Keteris be Mechaper? Al Lashon Hara, on the Chet of Lashon Hara. Yovoy Dovisha Bechashoi, this Keteris is brought Lefnai Lefnim, that nobody else is there, is done quietly, nobody else could be there. V'yechaper Amayis Techashoi, it should be Mechaper on something you did quietly. Usually when you tell Lashon Hara, you tell somebody privately. You don't tell in front of the other person. So as the Chet done the Chashoi privately, we want the Kapora of the Keteris is also done privately. So Drashi al Lashon Hara, Ki hi de kerach. Loshen haru dechtiv. Atem hemise masam Hashem. Ostam loshen haru b'chashroi hevi. That's what the terrorist, that's what's mechapur on the chet of loshen haru. Yeah. Alright, let's stop here. You were holding daf mem dalad amar aleph. You're in the middle. Much right in the middle. Tanan hosam. We learned over there Gemara and Kalayim. Tanan hosam. Torshin mi beinu ulam ulam mizbeach. You have to go away. Nobody could be there in between the ulam and the mizbeach hachitzer in the outside mizbeach. That's 22 amis between where the ulam ends. You know the way it goes in the base of Midrash is first inside you have the kodesh hakodashim, then outside you have the heichel. That's like the kodesh. Then you have the ulam. Then outside the ulam, that's where the azara starts. So the first 22 amas outside the ulam, that's between where the mizbeach is and the ulam. So now you have to, nobody can be the reader. Portion of the mitzvah trisham, midrabonon, you have to go away, mibein ulam al mizbeach, bishas haktorah. At the time when they bring the keteris. When they bring the keteris, nobody is allowed to be in between the ulam and the mizbeach. So there the Mishnah Stam says, by the keteris. Now what does the keteris mean? So Omer Reb Elezer lo yishonuela b'shas haktara dehechel. It only means at the time when they bring in the keteris that went only in the hechel. The hechel, that's the kodesh. That's where the mizbeach hapnim was, the inside mizbeach. Now every single day of the year they used to bring twice a day the keteris, once in the morning and once ben harbayim, like by the tomet shabein harbayim. They used to bring the keteris. So that was called the keteris that was done in the hechel. That was done in the kodesh and the mizbeach hapnim. So when the Kohen went to bring the Keteris in the Heichel, then there was a mitzvah prisha, nobody's allowed to be even outside the Ulam, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Avo b'shas haktorot lefnai lefnim, but Reb Elezer says the Chiddush, but on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol did the Keteris lefnai lefnim, he brought the Keteris inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, at that time, then meheichel parshi. Then like the Torah says, kol adam lo yiyah b'yoyimoyed, nobody's allowed to be in the yoyimoyed we had before, that means nobody can be in the heichel. So there's a mitzvah to go out of the heichel. Aba mibeinu ulam mulam mizbeach leparshi. But you do not have to go out, go away, between the ulam and the mizbeach. Okay, so from outside the ulam, as soon as the azara starts, you're allowed to be there. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai lefnim inside to bring the keteris, you are allowed to be outside the yoyimoyed. Outside the ulam, you're allowed to be. That's what the Blazer says in Chiddush. And Rashi explains it, because when you're only in the Heichol, then we want you to be far outside. So you have to even go away between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Ma'ashenken on Yom Kippur, when you go Lefnai and Lefnim, since anyway you roll away inside, then it's enough to leave it on the Reis Dikalokol, that you still have to be outside the Heichol. But outside the Heichol, outside the Ulam, you are allowed to be. That's Reb Elezer's Chiddush. For the Gemara Kasha, Mostir Rav Ada Barava. So Rav Ada Barava asked the Kasha to Reb Elezer. Like, how could you say that the regular keteris that you brought inside the Heichol, that's the only time you have to go away between the Mizbeach and Ulam? But the special keteris you brought on Yom Kippur, then there's no mitzvah priest, you don't have to go away, like the Kohanim are allowed to be between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Is that true? So Moshe Rav Ada Barava, the Yamrulon, some say Kedi, that Kedi means somebody else said it. That Rabbi Yossi said like this, Kishem Sheporshu Mebein Ulam, Ulam Mizbeach, Pishas Haktarom, the same way at the time when you bring the keteris, that we have this mitzvah, nobody's allowed to be, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, is kach porshin b'shas matin par koin Mashiach. The same way, when they bring the zrikas adam of certain porim, certain chatoyis, it's called the chatas apnim, that the zrikas of the dam of this chatas goes inside the heichel, and on the preichas you have to make the zrikas adam. So when they do the avoid of this zrika inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, also nobody's allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach. So kach porshin b'shas matin par koin Mashiach. When the Kohen Gadol did a chet that he passed him was mutter, and then later came out he made a mistake, the Lord really has to bring a special chatis, which is called the chatis ha-panim. So b'shas to make the zrikas adam in the panim, nobody's allowed to be outside, even between the mizbeach and the ulam. Who adinu par helem davar shel tzibur? If those tzibur, whole klai yisrael did a chet, that somebody passed him that it was mutter, and then they found that they did a mistake, they also had to bring a special chatis. That's also the zrikas adam was done by panim. Inside the Heichel, it's called the Chatas HaPnim, and B'shas they made the Zrikas Adam in the Pnim, in the Heichel, on the Preiches, nobody's allowed to be outside, even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Usirei Avodus Kechavim.
The same thing of the tzibur did a chet, they did avoid the zara b'shoigig, and later they realized they did a mistake, so they have to bring a special korban, a sira b'ros gehovim. Also, it's called the sira pnim, that the zrikas adam was done inside the heichel. Now here, when you do the zrikas adam in the heichel, nobody's allowed to be outside between the ulam and the mizbech. Now, the Braisa goes on to say like this, like, what's the difference between the Kedusha of the Mitzvah Prisha? We said you have to go away. You're not allowed to be in these places at certain times. What's the difference between not being in the Heichel itself, between not being between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Like, when do we have halacha that you have to go away from even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? That's what we just said, these 22 Amis. And when do we say you only have to be outside the Heichel? But outside the Heichel, you're allowed to be. Elo, the clause is like this. Shebe Heichel, you know when you're not allowed to be in the Heichel, Porshin bein b'shas haktorah, ubein shle b'shas haktorah. You're not allowed to be inside the Heichel when you're doing an avoid of the Keteris, or else even when you're not doing the Keteris. So Rash explains, what do you mean bein shle b'shas haktorah? That means b'shas matin domin. When you're not bringing the Keteris itself, you only bring in the matan dam, the zrikas adam, like we just, not the price just got finished saying. Bishash, you make the zrikas adam of the achatis apnim, also you're not allowed to be inside the heichel. That's the kedushas of the heichel, you're not allowed to be there, bishas haktorah and shle bishas haktorah. Or mibein ulam ul mizbeach, but the second distance, like to stay away even outside the ulam, in the beginning of the azara, between the mizbeach and the ulam, those first 22 amis, then we say, ain't portion. It's only a mitzvah to stay away from there. Ela b'shas haktorah. Only b'shas, you're making the k'toris itself. So the diik is, b'shas haktorah though, mil porshi. But I call upon b'shas, you are bringing the k'toris, then you have to go away even between the ulam and the mizbeach. Those 22 amas outside the ulam, the first 22 amas of the azara, you have to stay away from there. Nobody can go there. B'shas, you're bringing the k'toris. Now, since the Brice the Stam says, B'shas HaKtorah, my love, the Kasher is, B'shas HaKtorah, the Lefnai Lefnim, it's Mashmi any Keteris, even the special Keteris that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, that the din is, that he goes Lefnai Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also, nobody is allowed to be outside, not only in the Heichel can't you be, but you can't even be in those first 22 Amos of the Azorah, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So the Chur, you see, not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer just got finished saying that when you go Lefnai Lefnim on Yom Kippur, you only have to stay away from the Heichel. But outside the Ulam, between the Mizbech and Ulam, you are allowed to be. And here the Braisa says, Tam, Masha B'Shas HaKtorah, any Keteris, you're not allowed to be between the Ulam and the Mizbech. So Gemara answers, no, that's not the Peshat, that's not the Diyuk. I'll tell you, B'Shas HaKtorah, the Heichel. We're only talking about the Keteris you bring, the regular Keteris that was brought every day, that there was brought on the Mizbech HaPnim, inside the Heichel. When you're doing the avoid inside the Heichel, like Rashi said, since you're very near the outside Ulam, then there's a chok, you even have to stay away further between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But then, Echnami, maybe on Yom Kippur, when he goes Lefnai Lefnim, like Rebbe Lezer says, then you only have to stay away from the Heichel, but outside Ulam, you are allowed to be. Exactly between the Ulam and the Heichel, that we'll soon see in the Gemara. That's what Machlok is. Is the Ulam itself has the same halacha like the Heichel, or it doesn't have the same halacha like the Heichel? Because so far, we only say this difference between the Heichel and the Ulam, and then outside the Ulam, those first 22 Amos. What about the Ulam itself? That will soon see in the Gemara what the loch of the Ulam itself is. Now, call upon this the Gemara's Teretz. The B'Shas HaKtorah just means HaKtorah the Heichel. When you bring the Keteris in the Heichel, in the Pnim, on the Mizbeach HaPnim, that's when you can't be outside even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But on Yom Kippur, you could be there, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, when you go Lefnai Lefnim. For the Gemara, if that's so, Hamai Maila V'Sulai, why do you say this is the only difference in the Kedusha and nothing else? I'll bring you another difference. Ha'ika, you have this difference. Ha'ika Ha'Maila, this type of a difference. So what? Dilu Meheichel, not that nobody can be inside the Heichel, Porshi, you have to go outside the Heichel, Bein B'Shas HaKtorah Didei, Bein B'Shas HaKtorah Lefnai Lefnim. Hey, it's the Heichel itself, Pshita, you're not allowed to be, that the Torah says in this week's Pasha, that Kol Adam Lo Yiyah B'Yoyim Moed, you're not allowed to be inside the Yoyim Moed, when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur goes the Lefnai Lefnim, nobody's allowed to be in the Heichel. So in the Heichel, you're not allowed to be both, when they bring the regular Torah in the Heichel itself, and who Adin on Yom Kippur, when it goes the Lefnai Lefnim, also you're not allowed to be in the Heichel. That's the Kedusha of the Heichel, you're never allowed to be there. Whether you're doing the Keteris in itself, in the Heichel, or whether you're doing the Keteris of Nayal of Nim. The Elo, but, Mi ben ulam ulam mizbeach mashenkin outside ulam. Those first 22 amis of the Azara, loy parshi, when do you have to go away from them? Ela bishas haktara dehechol. Only when you bring the k'teris, the regular k'teris of everyday's k'teris. It was born in the Heichel, in the Kodesh, in the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's when you're saying, according to Rabbi Lezer, you can't be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So why didn't it say this difference? That the Heichel, you can't be there even though it's a Keteris of Lefnayim Lefnim. Mashenki, between Ulam and the Mizbeach, you only can't be there b'shas the Keteris of the Heichel. So Mursa Zerech Nami, that's what the Brice means to say. Hoketoni, this is what the Brice means to say. The Brice says, Hoketoni, Ela, in other words, don't go into talking about the Matan Domim, the way Rashi explained before. Tav Minuas Shlebi Shastak Torah means the Matan Domim. What do you have to talk about the Matan Domim? Talk about the Keteris itself. By the Keteris itself, there's a difference. That the Keteris of the Heichel and the Keteris of Lefnayim Lefnim, you have to stay away from the Heichel. Mashenki ben Ulu Mizbeach, you only go away from the Keteris of the Heichel. So what do you have to talk about the Matan Domim for? Talk about only the Keteris itself. So Marin says, that's what the Braisa means to say. Hok Yitoni, this is what the Braisa means to say. Ela Shebe Heichel, Porshin Bein B'Shas HaKtoro Bein Shlei B'Shas HaKtoro. That by the Heichel you have to go away whether you're doing the Keteris of the Heichel or the Keteris of Lefnayim Lefnim. You're not allowed to be in the Heichel. But what about those 22 Amis outside the Ulam, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Ain't Porshim, then the mitzvah to stay away only Ela B'Shas HaKtoro.